The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first,
you know, I think Nicola's wonderful, and I think that she's so talented. She's so passionate about what she does. And her and Brooklyn make each other super happy, and that is wonderful to see. As a mother, all you want is for your kids to be happy, right?
Yeah.
And that's everything.
Well, that does not seem to be the case in the Beckham household. Last night, 26-year-old Brooklyn Beckham broke his silence over his ongoing feud with his parents, David and Victoria. In a series of posts on Instagram, the eldest Beckham son claimed his parents had been trying endlessly to ruin my relationship with his wife, Nicola Peltz. So how much has all of this tarnished the Beckham brand, and where does the truth lie? For more on this, I'm joined by Enda Brady, TRT World presenter. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, my daughter drew my attention to this post last night. Otherwise, I certainly would have missed it. But it is an explosive series of posts, is it not?
It is. I mean, it's seismic. And look, just to give you an idea of the reaction here in the UK, this is leading all the news bulletins here this morning. Every single channel I've put on from radio to TV this morning, it's all anyone is talking about. Never mind Trump taking Greenland or Keir Starmer trying to stop him. This is all people are talking about. And I think the Beckhams have become the new royal family. People have got bored with the Windsors. And this dysfunctional family now playing everything out on social media, it has grabbed everyone's attention.
Now, can you bring us back to the history of this? Because there were murmurings about a rift in the family and it went semi-public. But you never know. You know, paper never refuses ink. You get tittle-tattle in tabloids and you never know whether there's any truth whatsoever, because many dignified people simply will not respond to that kind of reporting.
True. So we have to go back to 2022 and the wedding of Brooklyn Beckham to Nicola Peltz. So she is from an even wealthier family. Her dad's a billionaire in America. She was an actress and they got married. And there were whispers and kind of social media gossip at the time that there was some sort of incident surrounding the bride's dress between the bride and the mother of the groom, Victoria Beckham, the Spice Girl, and that this row over a wedding dress had resulted in a bit of a tiff. And then people kind of dug a bit deeper into it and they noticed that Brooklyn wasn't around very much. He wasn't into family pictures very much. And then social media, as it is, you can see who follows who and who doesn't. And people were playing detective. And it was clear that there was something going on in the background. We didn't know how bad it was until a couple of weeks ago, there was a report saying that Brooklyn and his parents were only communicating through solicitors and had not spoken properly in 13 months. And then last night, the bombshell statement on Instagram story. So the story only lasts 24 hours, but trust me, this will last a lot longer.
Now, the question of the wedding dress, I mean, it may seem trivial, but every bride will tell you that's, you know, it is the most important thing on the day, that you look as you want to look. And according to Brooklyn, in his post, his mother had promised a wedding dress to his wife-to-be, and then a couple of weeks before the wedding said no.
Yes. So at the 11th hour, he is claiming at the 11th hour, his mother, who owns a very significant fashion brand, and you would imagine will be able to conjure a wedding dress up from somewhere in 20 minutes, let down his bride. So that was the friction that kind of kicked everything off. But what we didn't know is that on the wedding night itself, when he was called up for the first dance, it was his mother who was waiting for him to dance and not his bride, and that his mother, he is effectively accused of hijacking that first dance. And
he also said that she danced inappropriately with him.
Yes, she danced on him. That is the phrase that he uses in the post. So it's all got really kind of bitter and nasty. And look, the newspapers here are hoovering this up. We wait to see whether the Beckhams dignify this with a response at some point today.
Okay, will you hang on for a couple of minutes? And there are other things on our agenda, but Stephanie Regan, host of the Tough Love podcast and a clinical psychotherapist who we talk to all the time on this program, is on the line as well. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you've been eating this up too. What do you make of it?
Yes, I suppose what I see is, I mean, very much a kind of a young man who is stepping out of a very closed kind of family unit into marriage, and there are some stresses built up around it, evidenced by little rifts like have been mentioned here, you know, the wedding dress, the dance. But you must remember, these things also are set against being in that family. None of us know what it's like to grow up in that family. And I think these posts are the first kind of showing, if you like, of what that felt like to be controlled, to have every picture controlled, every narrative, you know, sort of corrected, to be sure you were on brand, so to speak. And I think that's where my mind goes. What is it like for him? I don't find that his posts have ever been very toxic. I think they're just a young man, he's still only 26, trying to, if you like, reset his loyalties and reset the position and the trajectory of his life to his marriage and to his wife. And I can't help wondering, you know, mothers at weddings, let's just, you know, identify too much with her just for the second, but mothers who have a lot of control and who are mothers of boys especially, I think have that sense of, they are kind of like, they can be like the queen bee in the household. They are, whatever they want goes. They can get very used to that. A mother position is quite a powerful position in any event. And it can be hard to let that go. And I think of the dynamic of the advent of this girl, Nicola, who is beautiful, gorgeous, successful in her own right. You know, that dynamic can be difficult in a mother's life. And I see some of that stress there. Why would you not, no matter what, make sure that that wedding was perfect for your son? Why would you, that is, if you have any power in the piece, why would you not do that? So there are deep rumblings here. In my view, what's going on underneath is less in view. It's about a lifetime of control, a young man who's stepping out. And I think a little bit of difficulty on the side of the mother, who is finding it hard to let go and to respect the individuality and the independence that that guy needs.
Yeah, the difficulty, I suppose, looking at this is the Beckhams, whatever they do, whether it was in the Spice Girls or as a footballer, as a brand ambassador, it seems that everything they have is for sale.
Well, yes, and that's who they are, you're right. And the family story is for sale too. It has always been Brand Beckham, the family who deal with conflict. You know, we've had the big affair that happened in many years ago and how that was handled. And I think people respected them for that because these things are trials and difficult. And I think that, you know, the unity of that family has been a big part of their brand. And for one person to leave that, it's just like it has destabilized that system for a while and they're not handling it very well. Instead of celebrating the independence, it seems like it's being experienced in the Beckham household like it's some kind of stress on the system.
Now, it is easy to characterize Victoria as the total villain of the piece, but then he talks about in his post about going for his father's 50th birthday party and almost having to seek an audience with his father, yes, which is bizarre.
Being asked to meet, now I particularly did notice that, being asked to meet, he was going to the birthday, as I understood it, but wanted to meet in private, and that wasn't allowed without meeting with his wife. That's a no-no. That is a real line in the sand. You know, once this young man has got married, you don't make statements like, you know, I'll meet you without her. That is war, I think. You know, in my view, that is a terrible thing to do. It's disrespectful of him, of her, and it is not going to improve things. So I don't think there's a lot of good moves being made here. I thought a few weeks back when the whole thing about who had banned who or who had blocked who on social media came on board, I really thought that, you know, that Victoria had been really just liking posts. I didn't see it as toxic in any way. I think they have tried to just keep it warm and keep it open in terms of, you know, what we can see. But what else are we seeing? Like that, what you mentioned there, what else is going on that we don't know?
Texture. Finally, World War III has exploded and has shaken the world to its core. But enough about the Beckhams. I also think Brooklyn Beckham gets upset every time his parents tell the story of how he was conceived during their stay in New York all those years ago. That is something that would deeply embarrass a child, I would imagine. Another one says, so money really does not make you happy. I think that is also something that is demonstrated again and again in the world of the rich. Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us. Stephanie Regan, co-host of the Tough Love podcast, clinical psychotherapist. Back to Enda Brady, who's been listening. The question, Enda, do you have any take on why Brooklyn Beckham would have done this now? Why did he decide to speak out?
I think he's reached breaking point. There was a lot of stories recently about family members blocking each other. He feels that his brothers in particular have been dispatched on social media to come at him. And I think he just feels probably worn down by the whole situation. And he's right. It is a brand. I've known David Beckham 30 years. I first met him in 1995. I was studying journalism in Preston. I was working on the turnstiles at Preston North End. He came on loan. He was a very different guy then. He was driving a Ford Escort. He was really down to earth. He hadn't really kind of taken up with Victoria at this point in time. Normal working class fellow from Essex. But he changed, and he has a team of people around him now. I've met him subsequently many times over the years. He has a big entourage around him, all people at the top of their game, PR, marketing, branding, advertising. You know, it is Beckham PLC. And I think the young fella has just grown tired of just all of that.
Now, there's another text. I wonder if they felt that Brooklyn and his new wife would have tried to market the Beckham name and start a new brand. I can see Victoria especially not wanting an outsider taking on that name.
Well, look, I don't think the Peltz family need money. Let's be honest here. The girl is the daughter of a billionaire. She is an heiress. And her father has more money than the two Beckhams put together. So I don't think that was an issue.
All right, moving on to, I suppose, more serious matters. And Trump having a go at Starmer over the Chagos Islands and calling it idiotic and stupid.
Yes, we wake up to that this morning. Look, does the man ever sleep? You just wonder, has he timed that social media post for the morning news bulletins in the UK? It's not helping. Keir Starmer came out yesterday with regard to Greenland. Did a news conference at Downing Street where he tried his best to sit on the fence. And I think he privately probably feels quite stung from what I'm hearing in Labour circles in London, that they've gone to such efforts offering that second unprecedented state visit September of last year. Everything thrown back in the UK's face. And now he's coming out and saying that giving up sovereignty of the Chagos Islands is a stupid move by the UK. It's not Trump's business what any other government does. I think people here are growing very, very tired of this bullying, but no one has quite kind of got the gumption to stand up to him.
So we're going to have some sort of a showdown in Davos, it would appear, but Starmer had not planned to be there. I wonder, will he change his mind? Because the other big hitters like Macron and Ursula von der Leyen will be there.
Look, Starmer's a man, as we now know, changes his mind every 20 minutes. So when you're initially told at the weekend he won't be in Davos, you can confidently predict he'll be there by 4 o'clock tomorrow. Zelensky's going, so he may couch it in those terms that we need to be there if there is talk of reconstruction of Ukraine and a deal to be done.
Okay. Now, finally, we should talk about Prince Harry back in court, along with a number of other people taking on the Daily Mail group. You mentioned earlier that people have grown weary of the Windsors and perhaps the Beckhams have taken over and Brooklyn would be the new Prince Harry, I suppose. But what's Harry's mission this week?
So it's his final legal battle against the UK press. It is him and others against the publishers of the Daily Mail and the Mail on Sunday. So Elton John is in this action. So too is his husband, David Furnish, Liz Hurley, the actress and model, Sadie Frost, the former wife of Jude Law. Lots of big names in this. And Harry's lawyer spoke in court yesterday. Today's day two. Harry may give evidence himself. He's there in person. Elton John is watching online. Harry's lawyer said that all of this alleged intrusion and illegal news gathering from Harry's private life left him feeling paranoid, that he couldn't have a friendship or a relationship because details would appear in the papers. He couldn't trust anyone. The newspaper's lawyer argued back yesterday and said their greatest source of information was actually Harry's own circle of friends, basically selling stories on him. So you can imagine it will get a little bit, I would imagine, quite nasty in the next 9 weeks this is down for.
All right, Enda, thank you very much for joining us. Enda Brady, who's a news anchor with TRT World.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.